This audio was recorded on International Women's Day 2009 during the Feminist Walking Tour in Dublin. This segment has Niamh from Choice Ireland talking about the May 1971 Irish Women's Liberation Movement contraception train and was recorded at Connolly Station.
This is Niamh from Choice Ireland.
Hey guys, how are you? I hope it's nice and warm now that we're inside for just a few minutes. Anyway, you're probably wondering why we brought you to a train station. No, we're not going to take a little journey anywhere else. We're here to commemorate the fact that in May 1971, 47 women from the Irish Women's Liberation Movement boarded a train to Belfast to go purchase contraceptives. Now, it wasn't because there was a recession and the euro sterling rate was a little bit better in Belfast. It was because under the terms of the Criminal Justice Act of 1935, it was completely illegal in Ireland to import or sell contraceptives. So these women made their way up to Belfast on the train and they bought contraceptives of every description. They bought pills, they bought condoms, they bought diaphragms and they bought IUDs. But what they also did was they alerted the world's media that they were making this journey, and on their arrival back to Dublin, amid the glare of international media attention, they dared the customs officers to arrest them for having their suitcases full of pills and condoms. And the customs officers didn't know what to do. They were highly embarrassed, and there was women everywhere, and they were throwing condoms, and they were throwing diaphragms, and they were swallowing their pills and saying, "Arrest me." And what made it even funnier was, looking back at it now, was the fact that a lot of the women hadn't actually purchased pills at all. All they had was sweets and paracetamol, but the customs officers weren't to know. And what this did was it made worldwide media attention to the fact that Ireland was really so backwards when it came to contraception and when it came to reproductive rights for the women of Ireland. So I suppose we're here today to celebrate this really incredible direct action that these women did. And we've come a really, really long way since then. You know, there's family planning, well women clinics everywhere. Contraception is really readily available from every pub toilet to a GP all over the country. Now, you know, it's only since 1993 that the sale of condoms has been legalised, and only since 2002 that we've been able to get our hands on the morning after pill. But while we are here today as well is, while those women boarders were able to board a train to Belfast, every day Irish women, and just women in Ireland, become abortion tourists. They have to travel outside the state to terminate their pregnancies. In 2007, 4,686 women travelled to the UK to terminate a pregnancy. 445 women travelled to the Netherlands. We have no idea of the number of women that travelled to other European countries to terminate their pregnancies. We don't know how many women went on the internet, logged on and purchased the medical abortion pill and had a medical abortion in the privacy of their own homes. And we don't know how many women procured an illegal backstreet abortion from regenerated Mamie Cadens that are operating in Dublin and in the rest of Ireland at the moment. The Irish government treats these women with utter contempt and does nothing to allow them to access free, safe and legal abortion services in Ireland. And that's why Choice Ireland makes so much noise in campaigning for this, because every day these women leave this state in utter silence and they can't speak about their experiences because what they have done is illegal. Abortion is 100% illegal in Ireland. And that's why Choice Ireland, in conjunction with Lashback and RAG, have brought you here to Connolly Station to see that we have come so far. It's absolutely fantastic, but just a lot more needs to be done. So thanks very much.
This audio was recorded and edited by Andrew Flood on the Feminist Walking Tour in Dublin. For more audio from the International Women's Day Walking Tours, go to http://anarchism.pageabode.com/cat/gender.